guest of all time is here, and he's in living color. We got a YouTube. We're gonna record this, or we are recording it, so we'll be up. You can be able to share it, and you can see James yourself there in all he is, in all his living color, and all his glory, handsome as can be. Professor James Buchanan, he's taught the.
I put on my good shirt.
Your good shirt. it's kind of an inside joke. You got to see him on the video. He's taught at the highest levels of college. He's been at the highest levels of tier one science on a variety of subjects. Of course, astronomical, for sure, has been a big part of what he has done with NASA and different space engineering and what have you. He is a commentator. He's connected, and we're very excited to have him on. James, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thanks, Daniel. Lots to talk about today.
There is. I know we want to talk about this, asteroid or whatever or news. Let's put that off for a second because I don't even know how to make sense of it all. I'm very excited about that. Let's talk about some of the other big news stories. Kamala Harris, your immediate thoughts. Kamala Harris is the VP for Biden.
Well, I expected this. And because when Kamala Harris first came out to make her run for president, Hillary Clinton put all of her staff and resources behind Kamala Harris. So I knew that she was the dark horse, you know, not literally and figuratively. And, you know, Joe Biden is the, you know, he's the puppet in the middle of the show here. And so the whole idea is to get him in there to have massive chaos, mail-in voting, everything they can do, because they are now very well schooled in cheating. Hillary Clinton was supposed to win in 2016, but did not. And so she, make no mistake, she still wants to be in the White House. So Kamala Harris comes in, Joe Biden, the elder, becomes president through cheating, massive cheating. In a short amount of time, he drops out for whatever reason, faltering health, whatever. Kamala Harris becomes president and Hillary Clinton becomes vice president at appointment, eventually to become president.
Okay. Let's go back to, before we get more into Kamala, the cheating. Are you... feel better about it? You feel worse? You feel more concerned? Has Trump stopped some of this with the election, with the computers, or do you feel we're more vulnerable than we were 4 years ago?
Far, far more vulnerable.
More?
They almost pulled this. Oh, absolutely. Because they learned how to fix the vote and how to beat the Electoral College. See, Trump won because of the Electoral College, and it overshadowed the massive amount of cheating. Because the cheating was in 10 major centers, and the whole purpose of the Electoral College is if you stuff the ballot box in one or two places, or even 10 places, it's not enough because the Electoral College is based on the number of people in a zone.
So now
you have to fix all of them. Yeah, and so they know what they have to do. They almost pulled it off in my voter cheating study. Showed how that was one way of analyzing it, because it was like 302 to 202 Electoral College votes. I forget the exact numbers that Trump won. And if you translate that, that translates into the actual popular vote, which means Trump won by about 17 million votes. And I have three other mathematical analysis ways of analyzing that data. They know how to fix it this time so that the Democrat wins. And they're going to have Democratic wins throughout the entire country, mayoral, governor, senators, et cetera. And so it's going to be, we are very vulnerable, plus the mail-in vote, which they want to push through, and massive voter cheating at the precinct level. And they lost in 2016, and they do not intend to lose this time. They cannot get their brains wrapped around a loss in 2020. So they're putting all – this is like D-Day, election D-Day for the Democrats.
They're going to the beachhead in Normandy. They're going to put it all. They don't care how many casualties. They don't care how much they bring down. They're just all going to the beachhead right now. That's
right.
Okay, obviously the electronic voting scares me to no end. I mean, that makes no sense to me. If it's not on a paper and in a ballot and they're numbered and you can track it back to an actual person, even that can be, you know, messed with, but at least there is some traceable way. But electronics, mail-in voting, is there any integrity? I mean, what is the biggest concern to you, I should ask?
Well, it's everything put together. They're going to throw everything in the kitchen sink, plus the country will be in chaos. My prediction is that the George Floyd cops will be let off sometime in October saying no fault, which is actually the way it probably should have been in the beginning. But anyway, that's going to happen. It's going to send the country into absolute chaos. People will not be able to get out and vote. You got the COVID-19 second round coming in. You have what we're going to talk about here, this false flag coming from NASA and NOAA for solar flare or asteroid strike or, you know, a combination of both or something. It's going to be absolute pandemonium and chaos. Shortage of food. They're pulling out all the stops here.
Okay, I've heard rioting obviously is in cities, big cities, Portland. I mean, it's been like, so what, 70 days? They've been some kind of nonsense going on, starting to go into the suburbs. Are you saying that you're going to see rioters or BLM or whatever going into suburbs of America? Like middle America is going to start feeling this too?
And they've been already doing this. They've been filtering out from the major cities into small towns and other places. It's, you know, what we saw so far is just round one of probably three rounds. I'd expect some other activity in September, and then it all is going to come unglued in October.
When I see this, and I see some of the things going on in these suburbs, I just don't think suburbs of middle America is going to put up with that too much. I think they'll fight back. Not that they won't try, but, you know, I know in my town, if a bunch of BLM or Antifa came in here and started breaking things up, somebody's going to get shot. I feel pretty confident I can say that. That's not hyperbole. I feel pretty confident that they'd get shot pretty quick, whether by the police here or by the people.
But that's, understand that.
That's part of it.
Understand that's part of the plan. The Communist Manifesto is to divide the population, and that's what the riots are about. This has happened before. This is nothing new under the sun. And so it's to divide the population, have the local citizenry react, and then you have people from outside. This is the Ukraine in 1932. The Holodomor is the Great Starvation, and then what they do is they politicize the food. Only people on a certain political party can get a food card. Oh, this is the Communist Manifesto blueprint occurring right now. But what you were saying is the suburbs come out and they turn against this. Now you've got the clash, the proletariat fighting the proletariat over social issues. And it doesn't matter what it is. It's just, you know, that's the chaos that's created. And out of that chaos comes the Communist Party.
Well, I think they're going to frame it as, you know, social issue, political issue against political issue. But in reality, that's not what it is. In reality, it's just going to be somebody defending their home or their community. It's going to be Bubba with a shotgun. You know, I don't care about your stupid politics. You're not going to burn my barn or whatever, or burn my shop or whatever.
Right.
I'm trying to make sense of this. I'm trying to just go in there. I mean, I'm following what you're saying. I believe you. Believe me. A lot of people said that I respect have said what you're saying. I'm just trying to, you know, process it through. I don't think it'll be turned as a political issue. See, I think it'll turn America actually. That's not a political issue. And if they want to make it a political issue, then it's just going to make them turn against Antifa and the Democratic Party even more. To me, that it's just going to end up backfiring on them. I mean, but I guess they don't care. I mean, they don't care if it backfires on them. I guess they're going for broke. They have no other recourse, I guess.
And what you're saying is, in a perfect world with logic, in the communist manifesto world, this is the progression. And this has happened, you know, the riots, the pitting of society on social issues, where Lenin and Trotsky went out and said, you have to hang the rich businessmen, blaming all the troubles on, literally, you know, having the crowd go out in mobs and collect these rich businessmen and hang them in public squares. You know, the taking down of statues, destroying history. This is blueprint communist manifesto.
Come on, let's
get out of the chaos arises one political. Yeah. Okay. So anyway,
we got a little bit of delay in our connection. We got a little bit of a delay. So that's why we're talking over each other, ladies and gentlemen. So I apologize. Jim, go ahead and finish and then I'll move on.
I wonder if I should drop my camera connection because I think I have a poor connection.
Sure, go ahead.
And
let me try that. Sure.
And so, but the Hillary Clinton part, I predicted this a long time ago because she's a woman that is fixated on being president. She thought it was her turn. She thought it was that she got... that it wasn't fair. Let's put it that way. I could say a lot of other words, but, and she believes that she should be president. And that's not something that's gone away. You know, these people that get up that close to power, when Hitler was away in prison writing Mein Kampf, he had one thing in mind, and that was to rise to power. So when he went in and maneuvered through the political system in Germany, he had a roadmap on how to get there. And this is her roadmap to become, to get into the presidential office, into the White House again.
Do you think that, Kamala Harris, I guess just logically looking at it, but what you're describing is a total normalcy bias completely blown up. It won't be normal. It won't be a normal world. But let's look at Kamala for a second. She has been called, many pro-life people are now calling this ticket the most anti-pro-life ticket in the history of American politics for a presidential election. She fought, when she was in California as a DA, she fought against the people who were showing videos of Planned Parenthood and that they were selling body parts, and she went after those people. She continued to put people in jail for petty marijuana possession charges. She has shown herself been very aggressive about guns. She said she'll even use an executive order for guns. She openly says this. Let's put aside the chaos for a second, just in terms of election in America. I don't see how this is a good thing for them or Biden or for the Democratic Party. There is a lot of fodder here. I think she's going to get, I think this is going to, they're going to be crucified on these points.
Well, yeah, then, but in within, just look within the Democratic Party, it's so fractionalized that no matter who they picked, this person would not fit, but in a very small segment of the leadership of the Democratic Party. It's so fractionalized. So Biden said he wanted somebody black. She really doesn't qualify there. They're claiming now, they're saying, oh, she's Native American. And so,
they're trying to override the black part. What do you mean she's not black? Is she part black?
Her family's from Jamaica.
Okay. I mean, the only people it seems to matter to is the Democrats. It certainly matters to the Democrats. It doesn't matter much to me.
Right. Yeah. No, what matters more is her historical record of being extremely aggressive as a prosecutor and not caring about the people whose lives she destroys. And so, having somebody like that one breath away from the presidency is pretty scary, with the ability to, to write executive orders, reverse executive orders, and then you have the control of the power groups within the Democratic Party, the very far left power centers of the Democratic Party, controlling policy, etc.
Well, let's talk about social media.
Even scarier is if they, just one last thing, if they can pull off the Senate, if they can get control of the Senate and then have Biden as president, it's game over. You may as well take the king, throw him over, and walk away.
See, I disagree with you. Let me push back on this. It almost, in some ways, I don't know. Let me say how I disagree. If Donald Trump does something that's unconstitutional, America, the people who care kind of just let it pass because it's Donald Trump. If Joe Biden with the Senate, with Kamala Harris, if they do something that's unconstitutional, there we'll see if America is awake. I mean, I'd rather it happen now than 20 years from now, like the conflict. Let's bring it to a head. So in some ways, I think it'll bring it to a head. It's the end of America. Middle America realizes that this may be the end of America. And they're not going to just sit on this, and it'll actually bring people off the couch and maybe bring this whole thing to a point. Is there any validity to that in your mind?
Well, let me make one very important point here, and that is I would estimate, this is based on statistics and my own analysis, that about 90% of the United States is behind Trump. Even though they, because I would make that estimate. So those are the kind of numbers that they're going to have to overcome to throw this election. So what you're saying in a perfect world is true. But you know, we're not living in a perfect world. We're living in a world where the CIA was extremely involved in almost throwing the last presidential election for Hillary Clinton. Remember that the first person she blamed when she lost was George Bush Sr. And you'd say, well, he's a Republican. Why would she blame him? Well, he's the controller still at the time of the CIA who was in charge of throwing that election. All of the attempts at Trump at getting him out of office came out of the CIA and FBI, very politicized, you know, with the Democratic Party. You know, the Steele dossier, everything you saw, the
Steele dossier, 100% CIA, that was a CIA operation. No question. That was.
Sure was. Yeah. And all of the, you know, the
Mueller investigation,
the demo, you know, and, the death of Seth Rich, who was the guy who was very clear that he's the guy that pulled the data out of the Democratic server and got it to Wikipedia. Via a thumb drive, and then he ends up dead on the street one night. You know, all of this stuff that happened, if you look at it all, you know, the country was supposed to go that way 4 years ago. And so they see Trump as an aberration, a bump in the road. He went into hiding a few times recently. They pulled him off of a stage. There was shooting outside the White House.
Yeah, that was 2 days ago.
He said in Ohio or where was it, or Michigan, at a talk, he said, I'm going to be going away for a while and you're not going to see me. He literally has to go into hiding. So, you know,
are we going to see any arrests? Are we going to see any arrests? Is somebody that we know? I bet my uncle a dollar. He says we're going to see arrests of people we actually know. Am I going to lose my dollar here or what?
Well, you already won. wait a minute. He said that there's going to be arrests.
He says there's going to be arrests.
He already won your dollar. There's in the last month, there's been over 87 arrests of political figures, Republicans and Democrats, holding public office at the Senate level or state level.
No. For pedophilia. It's somebody that I know. Is Lisa Page going to get arrested? Is Strzok going to get arrested? Is Hillary Clinton going to get arrested? Somebody that I know.
Oh, I see what you're saying. That is being walked so slowly that it's hard to imagine that there's not a lot of political, you know, Washington is such a swamp and it still is. And it's one of the things that Trump really did not come through on was draining the swamp.
Well, I think the swamp is a lot bigger than he thought it was. That swamp's pretty big.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, pretty deep and wide.
Deep and wide. That's a song. Social media. I want to talk about social media. I have a story here. Facebook bans the hashtag Save the Children. Big tech now protecting pedophiles. This is big news. I mean, we haven't even talked about the hydroxy. Let's talk about this. I am shocked. I really am shocked about how alive Facebook is with one, they hate Fauci. They hate Gates. They're really angry about this hydroxy story being covered up. And you put up a video from these doctors and it gets pulled down. And the push for vaccines. I am really shocked in a good way how aggressive people on Facebook are getting about this and about all these topics. And now Facebook just said, well, we're just going to ban it all, the pedophilia stuff. We got about a minute before the break. Comment on that and then we'll continue to the other side.
So you're saying Facebook is banning any commentary that would protect children. Is that it?
Well, here's what they banned. The hashtag, here's what was going on. Save the, if you know anything about Facebook, or I know little, I don't know what you know, but I don't know very much. You make a hashtag when you put a post, save the children. So it's a post about pedophilia. Let's save the children. Let people know. Like the thing is, why are we worrying about talking about these stupid masks when, so many children are being kidnapped every year? So hashtag save the children or whatever. Facebook now bans that hashtag. So they won't let you use that hashtag. And that's how other people, so it multiplies. So we'll talk about it on the other side. So we're clear. Stay tuned more with James McKinney. We're going to try to get his connection a little better. And then we'll go from there. This is crazy time. You wait till you hear what he says next about these asteroids. I don't even know if I can comprehend it right now. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. So good to be listening to the power.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption, utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soils. I think we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat your man of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. I showed you on the last hour. Show you again. There's a Power Silver. This bottle looks really cool. Colloidal silver. Why would you ever use colloidal silver for anything? I would never say colloidal silver is going to actually help you for a virus or infection or anything like that. I mean, there's been a lot of other people that have. I would never say that, but I still think you should get this. Get it now. Why? At least while we can sell it. Why it's legal to sell it. And then there's a bottle. I got the big bottle of Heart Drops. I don't go with the small time. I go with the big time. And many other products over at the Power Mall. Of course, Happy Bodies Detox Cocktail is on sale. Sherry Rogers, all the great products that she has, recommends at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. We're talking to James McCanny. JMCCSCI.com is his website. He's a first-rate thinker, which I love people who think. He's interesting. He's seen a lot in the world. This social media, let's talk about this before the break. We had mentioned it. Facebook is stopping hashtags. It's basically they're censoring people from conglomerating and multiplying their voice against pedophilia. That's what we're talking about. We're seeing where the video about the doctors pushing hydroxy and how much success they're having with coronavirus with a simple 30-cent pill and some zinc. They erase that. Google erases the video. YouTube erases the video. Facebook, similar. I am really surprised in a good way how many people on social media, I mean, they are aflamed about this. It's not even that they're not even mad that they say hydroxy is not good for you. They're madder that they're censoring and it's showing what they're doing. These are all very good signs to me. Your thoughts on any of that, James McKinney?
Well, it's an information war. And, you know, I would say, in spite of the fact that maybe 90% of the people are in favor of Trump, I'd say a lot of people are still completely misinformed and still, you know, the fear is still taking over a vast majority of the public. They don't know what to think. They're probably angry. They probably think there's a lot of misinformation, but it's so confusing. They don't really have a good answer because you typically turn to, say, in terms of space, you turn towards NASA, supposedly. Well, people after my pounding on this for decades have realized that NASA is one big lie. you know, the same way with the medical industry now. But that opens the door for all kinds of misinformation. So the people don't have a real good source of information that's trustworthy.
I agree with you that they're shutting down these avenues, so it makes it more difficult. Here's the point that's okay. It's like vaccines with vaccine damaged children with the mothers. Okay, once you are in that situation and you're a parent of that, what I've seen, these parents are like, they are irate, and you're not going to tell them that, oh, you're just made it up. That vaccine really didn't hurt your child. Well, that just makes them even more irate. And so the irateness, the fervor, the conviction with which they have, I mean, really, there's no reason for us to be winning this vaccine debate except for these irate mothers that have been hurt. Their aggressiveness is what's saving us in this debate. That's what I believe. Similarly, once a few percentage realize, oh, wait a minute, Bill Gates may be a pedophile, allegedly, wait a minute. Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton is going down to Jeffrey. He's a pedophile, allegedly. These people are stealing our children, and that they get angry and they overcome all this misinformation. They don't want to, none of it matters. None of it matters anymore. You're out for our children. The hell with you. You're out, Bill Gates. You're going to die. I don't care what you went to Epstein's Island. We got people being kidnapped. Children are being kidnapped. The hell with you. And it explodes everything. And it's just like the vaccines. Don't sit up there in a white coat. You're going to tell me the vaccines don't hurt children. You are illegitimate. And it's done. And it doesn't, the misinformation doesn't matter. The disinformation doesn't matter. The CNN doesn't matter. Fox News, this show, it doesn't matter what anybody tells them. Their innate anger and conviction overcomes it all. And to me, that's their Achilles heel. And so in that sense, I am really excited about what I'm seeing a little bit. That's what I meant by all that, James.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right that there's a reversal. The pendulum is going to swing the other way. But here's what happens. You get a young mom, just had her baby. The baby's getting ready to go to school, and they say, well, your kid can't go to school unless they're vaccinated. You know, 69 vaccinations by the time these kids go to school. And they're like, oh, well, you know, I should get my little Johnny or Susie vaccinated. And by the time they figure it out, it's too late. It's like drafting 18-year-olds into the army. You know, they're young. They don't know what's going on. Before they know it, they're on the front lines, and then they go, what the heck am I doing here?
Yeah.
You know, by then it's too late.
Well, what I'm telling you is, and I'm not saying it's a large percentage, and I don't think it needs to be a large percentage on these issues. What I'm telling you is that on Facebook, what my wife is showing me, I am surprised almost to the point of shock how many people are saying, oh, well, they're going to have mandatory vaccines for school, so they're going to make you take this COVID vaccine. Okay, fine. I won't send them to school. Then I'll homeschool then. People I never would have expected are starting to think. Now, whether they do or not, that's another story. But at least they're saying, well, then they won't go to school. How about that? That I never thought would say that. Or they're saying, why can't I see this video about this hydroxy? What is this? Communist China? People I never would have expected are saying that, to say that, are like, why can't I see this video? Are these people doctors or not? I can't see what they have to say about this hydroxy. Well, what is this? What is Facebook? Who do they work for? Gates? Oh, wait a minute. Gates and Fauci are connected? Well, wait a minute. This is a race to me. And I am cross my fingers. I'm not trying to say all is well. That's not what I'm saying. Cross my fingers that because light is so powerful, truth is so powerful that there may be that small percentage that the genie is out of the bottle and they won't be able to put it back and forget it. You can forget it. That small percentage is out. Facebook can censor it. Anybody can say it won't matter. They'll be screaming to their relatives. They'll be screaming to the people in the streets. They'll be screaming at the Walmart. They're going to be screaming about the kids at school about these vaccines. They're done. I am surprised what I have seen and the people that I have seen on my wife's Facebook page that have said things that 5 years ago I never would have imagined they would say. That's all I'm saying, James.
Well, I hope you're right. The latest thing is kids are going to be going to school and then tracking this social tracking applications, etc. Imagine somebody comes over to your house to visit you. They have a tracking app on their phone. It puts them at your house at a certain time. That afternoon, they were in a store where there's an alleged contact or association with somebody that allegedly has COVID-19. 2 days later, somebody comes to your door and they say, I'm sorry, but we have to take your kids away. They're not safe in your house, because of contact tracing. Or the kids go to school. You go to pick them up at school. Let me just finish. The kids go to school. You go to pick them up and they say, your kids can't go home. You have, somebody came to visit your house and they were potentially exposed. So it's not safe at your house. Your kids go away. You can't see them. You don't know where they are. This is coming.
All right. What you just said, I've heard that. I've heard they're going to, some kid comes down with COVID at the school. They lock down the whole school and they force everybody to have a vaccine or you can't see your kids or whatever, or they take them. I've heard all these reports. I think there's some validity to them. What you say, you're telling me there's a validity to them. What I'm telling you that I believe, I don't want to make this personal, so I'm not going to say in a personal way. I believe that if they choose that course, that there will be people who will be shot. That's what I believe in this country.
I do too. But then there's the recourse. Okay, well, we can't have parents shooting people at this detention center. So that's the division. That's the desired result of doing all of this. They're getting the reaction they want. That's a desired reaction for the people that are pushing literally the Communist Manifesto. They want the division. They want people shooting. They want, people to react. That's what it's all about. And, it's like a chess game. It's like a really bad chess game. And then you have Trump, people I sometimes listen to Fox News. They're talking about how great it is. The federal government just bought 100 million doses of some vaccine from one of the pharmaceutical companies. I'm just amazed that with all of the pushback regarding the vaccine, that they're moving ahead with this.
Well, you tell me if I'm wrong. I'm optimist. I don't know. You tell me. You got more experience than me. You're very connected. You've seen some more in life than me. I think that there is no way on God's green earth that they could say tomorrow in any state, and I don't care if it was California or I don't care if it was New York, I don't think in any state that they could say it is mandated that everybody in this state gets a vaccine. I think there will be an absolute revolt in any state in this union. I don't care if it's California or New York. That's what I think right now would happen.
I don't know. I cannot foretell the future, but I hope you're right. I hope that there's a massive revolt on a large scale and just this whole thing goes away.
Well, all it needs to be is, if 2%, if 2% say we're not going to do it, okay, 1 out of 50 people, they say, nope, we're not doing it. Well, you're going to have to go, nope, I'm not doing it. Well, we're going to arrest you, then do it anyway. Oh, you are? How long is that going to, so they go with that tact. How long will they be able to do that before people just say, I don't want to say too much, but
I saw something come out where they said you should be shooting contact tracing people, the people that the government sends out, just shoot them. And that will stop that. It'll become a dangerous profession. It won't be something that's fun and easy to do.
Gulag Archipelago, Andrew Solzhenitsyn. Oh, how we burned in the camps later, thinking, oh, if we had just hid under stairs when they came to get our family, if we had beat them with rocks or whatever we had, so that they feared if they came home that night that they may not return to see their family, then they would leave our family alone. I mean, I don't like to talk like this.
Either.
Yeah. But I mean, you're legitimately talking. This is not, I'm trying to measure my words because I get emotional, but you're talking legitimately. It's a legitimate discussion to be looking at possible riots, upset, possible. I mean, everything's on the table right now with this election looming. And our responses, while they have to be measured, at some point in some actions, I rather them not be measured at all. I rather them be like 1775, like April 19th, 1775. You know, when the British went to take the guns from Americans, they had reported back to England that Americans were cowardly and they would never rise up in any size against the British. That's what they thought. And I firmly believe that on some level, that's what these people think today. Oh, Americans will never rise up. Americans will never stand up against this. They'll go along. There may be a couple here and there, but in that they will never stand up for each other. I have to believe that if they were running through Concord and Lexington and they were on their way to take the guns from people or mass inoculate them or whatever, or any number of a couple things, that they will see what America really is. That there is a little inkling of that spirit left in this country. That I have to believe that, James.
But I think there's a lot of spirit. Right. One thing is that I've heard from gun salesmen that they cannot keep guns on the shelf.
You thought
that
Obama
they're selling
was a good...
now as fast as they did under Obama.
Well, no, faster. You think Obama was a good gun salesman? Black Lives Matter and Antifa are twice the salesman that Obama was. I have friends who are dealers.
Right.
They told me that flat out. No ammo either. So you want an investment, ladies and gentlemen? You want to buy something? Go buy a box of 9mm shells or 45. 9mm would probably be a more universal one. We got about 10 minutes left, James. I don't even know. I'll just put it out there. Explain to me about NASA and this asteroid and the possibility and Greenland, the movie, all that. Just explain that anywhere you want to go.
I've been talking about this for a long time, and I started to see it in the news media, in the science news media, in the space weather news media. And I started to realize that they were pointing at something. Then this trailer for Greenland, the movie, came out, and this is where supposedly asteroids hit Florida and destroy it. And this is this rain of asteroids. Now you have people on internet sites going, oh, that September, October, there's going to be this rain of asteroids, disinformation. They're claiming that they have inside contacts, which is impossible. There's nobody that can predict that an asteroid is going to hit Central Florida. There's simply no technology available to measure or predict such things months in advance. So you know this is all bogus. But the point is, what they're doing is they're prepping the public with an article came out in spaceweather.com. How in 1903 there was a solar minimum and there was a big solar flare, saying that, oh, we can have big solar flares even though there's a solar minimum. That was their point. They're prepping the news media. And here's the thing. In October, and this is what I predicted, NASA and the National Weather Service will combine on a false flag solar flare, or it might be asteroids or something from space. And then they're going to say it affects the weather. There'll be weather manipulation. There will be storms. There will be electrical power outages. There might be, now remember, they can simulate all of this. They can simulate asteroids. A number of years ago, there was an asteroid strike in Russia. It was a rod from God. It was a man-made artificial asteroid. A number of years ago, I was in Ecuador. They were sending in artificial projectiles from satellites to create the earthquakes. And that was an issue that Obama did because it was all over the Julian Assange deal where Ecuador was housing Julian Assange. It was like a payback. And so anyway, they have the technology to duplicate asteroid strikes, asteroids and big bolide type strikes. And I can tell the difference. When I see them come in, when I see the video, I can tell the difference. And I'm not going to make a big announcement about how you do that. I don't want to tip people off that are doing this. But my speculation is, and I think it's well founded, they're prepping this movie Greenland, where Gerard Butler is the, you know, his big time Hollywood blockbuster movie, comes out in 2 days, right before the fall. We're only 6 weeks away from October. And so what they're going to do is they're going to pull some kind of false flag with NASA, with the National Weather Service, and coordinate this thing. And that will be one of the overshadowing chaos things to then ride into the November election and steal the November election. They are pulling out all the stops. Everybody's going to be involved. And, you know, I could go on and on. I talk about this on my own radio show. Tomorrow night I'll be talking about this on my radio show. But I've been talking about this for months because I could see it coming. I could see them planting the seeds of disinformation in the news media. So that's it in a nutshell, but that will be one of the chaos factors coming at you in October.
Okay. You talk about movies and the movies like a predictive programming or kind of set the stage for the possibility of it. I remember when Hurricane Katrina hit. I can't remember what year that was, but whenever Hurricane Katrina hit, it was like a month or 2 months before it. National Geographic put out that special about, oh, if a hurricane came into New Orleans at a certain angle and came and then break the levees and bubble. They basically outlined all of Hurricane Katrina's results in this documentary for National Geographic right before it happened. I'm like, that cannot be a coincidence. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember the whole Katrina issue and how that I was watching street cameras in New Orleans the morning after Katrina. People were walking around. There was a little drizzle. Nothing was destroyed. And then the levees blew. And the hurricane was long since gone, and they said it was due to a surge coming off of Lake Pontchartrain.
Yeah, sure.
I used to live in New Orleans. I went to Tulane University for 2 years, and I used to ride my bike around the levee. So I know the levee system very well by hand. And they blew the levees in seven places that were strategic to flood the city. That came the morning after when there was no damage at all. They blew the levees. And that was to depopulate New Orleans. That was the whole purpose. We don't know what happened to all those black people that they shipped out of there. A lot of them died in the flooding. It was basically genocide.
This is heavy information, James.
I knew people that knew when Hurricane Katrina was in the middle of the Atlantic. They were already doing the short sells in the stock market, knowing full well that hurricane was going to hit New Orleans. It came around Florida, came into the Gulf, made a more than 90-degree right turn, a sharp 90 degrees, and came up to New Orleans, right through in Mobile. And,
still to this day, one of the shocking things about that, there's a lot of videos on YouTube. I don't know if they're still – maybe they took them down. I don't know. Was the door-to-door gun confiscation that was going on in some of the high ground there. I mean, I don't know if people realize that. They did it in Hurricane Katrina.
Right. And they took people out in buses. We don't know anything about. There's no history of those people. There's no understanding of where they went or where they took them. I mean, as far as we know, they took them to cremation centers. We don't know. But there's, they did not repopulate those, like those lower wards. And no, Hurricane Katrina was a planned event and manipulated hurricane.
So what's all right? So what's something we should look for? What, if we hear something on the news in our ear about this hurricane or asteroids or what have you, what's something we should hear and that our ears should immediately perk up and be like, whoa, wait a minute. What's going on here?
Okay. Whenever you hear something, ask yourself, is this a reliable source? If it's a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy claiming he has reliable sources, first of all, nobody can predict an asteroid's going to hit Central Florida on a certain date next month. Nobody has that capability in the military or anything else. There's too many factors, and the Earth is moving very fast in its orbit. There's no way to do that. So people that make these predictions are right there on its face is phony.
So first red flag.
Second of all.
Okay, first red flag. If you hear a specific prediction, that's a red flag. Go ahead. Second, there's the music. Go ahead. We got about 30 seconds.
Okay. Yeah, the there again on hurricanes, the National Hurricane Prediction Center is saying we're going to have many more hurricanes this fall. The reason we had more hurricanes this past spring, how do they know? They got a crystal ball? No, they have modeling, which is bogus. See what I mean? They're prepping everybody with basically false information.
James, it's been a pleasure as always to talk to you. I'm sorry our connection was a little rough there a little bit. Ladies and gentlemen, we want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you. Check out James McKinney's information at jmccsci.com. First-rate information, first-rate person. Very glad to have him. God bless you, James. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, tomorrow, Patrick Wood. I will be here. Patrick Wood tomorrow. Patrick Wood tomorrow. Thank you, James.
Thanks.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.